I'd like to start with a poem called Metamorphosis. Daddy, sit down here and butter my bun. Daddy, I've damaged my knee. Where is the toddler who, learning to run, began to come running to me? Tuck in your tail and pull up your jeans. Fumbly buttons and shoes to be laced. Out in the big world, expanding the scenes. Classroom and playing field, cheerfully faced. Under the birdsong in Nightingale Park, learning to trap and to pass. Dad, this is serious. 'Tisn't a lark. Thursday, I play for my class. Where are you going tonight, sour 16? Taking an hour to shave? Nowhere, dear father, that you haven't been. Just to the pictures with Dave. Sometimes, on washing day, collars to scrub. Innocent youth is betrayed. Has Dave changed his makeup? Aye, there's the rub. I don't think that this is his shade. Now there are poems which I never hear, paintings which I never see, secretive fruit of a sixth former's year. Why doesn't he show them to me? That's a metamorphosis. I'd like to carry on with a poem called Men of Gentle Nature. He looked to his weekly nature walk to take him from the mean streets. Children's hour, out with Romany. Sitting round the wireless with his sisters, the child's inner vision set playing. We called it imagination then. Talking, running, pausing to look and listen. Wondering what the owner of the friendly voice looked like. Romany, a gypsy. He lived in a Vardo and had a dog named Rack. Sometimes the quiet observations stopped. There'd be a scratch of match, as though tobacco was being lit. The sound effect made sisters giggle. Have you got a pipe? Rack. Shush, he said. Now he too had a dog and a pipe and daughters for company. Look, it's a hobbit hole. No, it's a fox's earth. Could be both. Age is no barrier when you are like-minded. Laughter was the link. They watched television, sorting out the goodies. The little bearded one was the favourite. Chirpy and musical as a bird, he went on to become a reliable guide to wildlife. Then came the chance to hear him. He spoke on birds in the wild. Not being a twitcher, serious bird watching. The humour and musicality coloured his address, ending in a happy hour of meet and greet. Yes, I still write music, and I sing in the church choir when I'm at home. Later, watching a little girl place a snail by a puddle and saying, perhaps he'd like a drink. He remembered those walks with Romany. Grant our children such an hour. Now here's one which isn't finished yet. It's a work in progress. It was going to be an entry in a competition, but I suddenly realised I wasn't bothered with entering competitions, so the poem so far stands unfinished. With the sun at its zenith on Magog Down, we sought for shelter, you and I. You fantasized how the Jubilee a twinkle had placed in the London eye. Midst loftier buildings than Wordsworth knew, the crowds and the traffic sauntered by. Above the river, the pigeons flew. They seemed to have made an impression on you, but Norfolk has the bigger sky. A pleasure it is to coin a phrase and set down a measure of vision scanned. Though comprehensive the poet's praise, he finds here beauty beyond command. Well, that reminds me of when Sir John Betjeman was asked, where does the poetry come from? And he said, well, there is a muse. I'm just the sieve. When my muse comes to call, she stands in the dock and simply tells me what she sees. She neither judges nor condemns. Olympian summer. Through the day, the children chasing pell-mell over cheering daisies, where inviting blackthorn brambles form impenetrable mazes. Grazing meadows fill with flowers, grubby limbs and chubby faces. White-maned dandelion pundits nod there as the summer races. Run, Eliza, Paul, and James, these are your Olympic Games. Now, there's been a certain amount of controversy about the tribute statue to Snowy Farr. Now, as a woodcarver, I tend not to judge, because it's quite hard to produce something which is personal and yet universal. I'd just like to do a poem which I wrote at the time Snowy died. It's called, amazingly enough, Snowy Farr. I remember Snowy Farr, clear as yestermorn, country boy and gentleman to the manor born. Many praised the sums he raised, the years he gave for free. Something even more than cash he helped us all to see. I can see his rosy face shining like the sun, all his little animals performing one by one. Children crowded round his trike, enchanted for a while. Even frozen grown-up hearts would melt to Snowy's smile. I remember Snowy Farr as if 'twere yestereen. Ta-da, Snowy Farr, old mate. Sleep beneath the green. And she paused, my honest muse, and I waited for more. And finally she smiled and said, I have nothing to add, my lad, and neither have I. Thank you.